Father God, may our ears hear your words, may our lips speak the words. May we be obedient to your words. Amen. Good morning. Yeah, sorry, you sit down. Good morning. Today we've heard the readings from Psalms, Genesis and Mark's Gospel. Psalms, we encounter the heartfelt plea for guidance and forgiveness in our lives. This could be uncertain challenges, seeking God's guidance as we navigate the complexities of life. Genesis, we're presented with that covenant God established with Noah, one of faithfulness, protection shown by the symbol of a rainbow. Mark's Gospel, there are valuable lessons for us as we navigate the journey of life. Hopefully, I'll try to show the effects on my own personal journey and so give you a bit of insight to my own story. All right. The first part we witness a powerful image of Jesus' baptism. Emerging from the water, dove come down, God speaks, "You are my son, whom I love, and with you I'm well pleased." This moment signifies the divine moment of Jesus' identity and the work he is about to accomplish. The baptism of Jesus serves a powerful example for believers today. It actually reminds me of a personal moment 11 years ago when I came to faith attending Whitney Community Church. I decided to have a full submersion baptism. A cold October day, not much hot water in the pool, I know because I filled it myself. But as I was submerged, I had a warm feeling, a loving hug, which I would actually experience many times through my life. And emerging from the water, I felt a rush of wind engulfing me. At that moment, I realised I was a child of God. And there was a purpose to my life, a calling. But what? It wasn't until I moved to St. Mary's Church I felt the need to be confirmed. Bishop Gavin anointed my forehead with a sign of the cross. The impact was immense. Tears actually ran down my cheeks. That moment, I was called. As Jesus was anointed by the Spirit to begin his ministry, I realised too, God was calling me for a particular purpose. I lived my life from that time on in faith, obedience, and to fulfil my calling. I started the discernment path, which brought me to this wonderful place, where I used to live with my parents. Also on that journey, called me to study, receiving a professional certificate in pioneer chaplaincy. I'm entering my last year of my degree course of biblical theology. All these are not for me. All these are the people I will be in contact with. People that have little or no knowledge of Christ. So it enables me to simplify, but still get the meaningful word of Christ across to them. I also have a relationship through God, through prayer, scriptures, reflection. And importantly, I leave a space to listen. Yes, I like talking, but there is a need to space to listen to God, to tell what God is talking to you about personally. Moving forward in Mark, we encounter the temptation of Jesus by the devil immediately after his baptism. Spirit led him away to the wilderness, 40 days, 40 nights, tried to break him. This represents a period of trials, isolation, spiritual testing, a place of uncertainty where his faith would be ultimately tested. I can relate to that. No, I wasn't taken to a desert or a desolate place. But yes, I did hear the devil speak to me. My wilderness were the moments of darkness, moments of doubt, hardship, bad health, loss of my business, debt, divorce, almost losing my house. the death of my aunties, my parents, all in the space of 18 months, which I called the hierarchy. They were the people I always used to go to for advice, for comfort, that loving hug. I stand here, honestly, my faith was severely tested. But through the strength my faith gave me, I navigated those dark times, keeping my eyes and heart on the light, coming through a better person, a deeper faith, a better belief, a closer relationship with God, and even more obedient to his calling. The last part of Mark's message Jesus gives to proclaim, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is near. The need to repent and believe in the good news. This proclamation is a powerful reminder of my relationship with God. It lets me embrace my transformative journey, one of repentance, one of faith, importantly, telling the good news. To finish, I'd like you to reflect on some of the things we've just gone through. Firstly, when we're baptized, like Jesus, we too are children of God. With that comes love, comfort, compassion, trust. Only the Father can give. And not forgetting the calling, we all have a calling. Secondly, the need to embrace truth. Our connection with God is our strength, is our purpose, is our guidance. Through prayer, fasting, and reading the gospel, we can deepen that relationship with him. To recognize the wilderness moments in our life, those tough challenges, the darkness, when we think we're alone. If we call, Christ will never pass us by. These I personally found were great opportunities for me to grow in faith, to grow closer. But also in these darkness, I found solace and I found strength. And finally, in the world at the moment marked with turmoil, injustice, spiritual emptiness, the call for repentance and faith remains as relevant as ever. As ambassadors, we are entrusted with the task of proclaiming the gospel, inviting others to partake in the abundant life that can be found. We must show the good news to others. I love this quote by St. Francis. It says, preach the gospel at all times. If necessary, use words. We don't need to keep talking. What we do, our manner, our appearance, our approach to life, that is showing the gospel. Our own experiences with God can help work through the wilderness times. We'll give others encouragement, strength. Possibly experience that loving hug. All will help to continue their journey, their personal journey through their wilderness. I hope this has given you a small insight to my journey, which is definitely not ended here. Amen.